can welcome in family and friends to this blessed segment we are thankful to call on this Soulful Sunday, Power Hour. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Soulful Sunday. We are thankful to call Power Hour. I'm your host, Drenande Summons. A blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the presiding officer, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. I am so thankful because this has been a great week. I am happy to report in the regard of creative leadership that I was in the music recording studio this past week, and it was a blessing because it's one thing when you have the vision laid out in your frontal and you say, all right, I'm going to do this by that time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to accomplish this. We're going to assemble that and orchestrate this. But it was a blessing that I was able to take a step back in the midst of all of the productivity and thank God for answering prayers, for surrounding me with a team of individuals who sees and appreciates and honors my value. And if you can't recall anything else from this moment of empowerment today, please make it your intention for this year moving forward to surround yourself with people who authentically choose you. You have to allow people to be themselves and embrace them as much as they embrace you. But I want to just personally applaud the executive team of Summons Productions, the Bay Area chapter. I am so thankful for our leadership because this was a place where we have gone and we again have had to make many sacrifices, and for us to again witness God's greatness. I'm so thankful. You should be thankful because when I elevate, we elevate. When you elevate, we elevate. So let us rejoice together. Let us please surround ourselves with people who uplift us, who bring us up. Today we'll be coming from a title and a focal point, The Bliss Point Part 2. I want to talk a little bit about certain aspects of life. What are you trying to get at, Drenande? I'm getting at, for we're fully aware, if you listen in on last week's discussion of the bliss point of life, there's a point where you get to the sweetest point. And then you may ask yourself, where do I go from here? And then we also adopted the understanding that the bliss point is defined to us as accepting things for what they are and not for what we want them to be. So that is reflecting back on last week's topic, now entering into a bliss point saga, if I may add. We get to a point, people of Romo, in leadership, in love, in relationship, in careership, even in personality, where we get to an actualization that gives us the clarity to make the best decision. In other words, it doesn't get any sweeter than this. I believe that within itself is difficult for some people to accept because we're so hungry to get to that next sweetest level. And where we disservice ourselves is that we're trying to get new levels of sweetness in the same batch. And again, that we understand in the culinary theory, the sweet, that the bliss point means that that is the sweetest that the substance can be, cannot get any sweeter. Okay. We have to understand that there are realities that we are facing today that we have to say, we can sit here and act like we living in a 10-story mansion, but we living in a 2-room apartment. And there is nothing negating that. But if your desire is to get to the 10-room mansion, you have to accept that currently you are in a 2-bedroom apartment. You can go and put, and I'm a witness of this, I'm not sitting here talking nothing that I've not gone through and that the Holy Spirit has not convicted my heart to experience or to understand in some regard. But you cannot, again, expect to put the multi-million-dollar or 10-room mansion decorum in the 2-bedroom apartment. And at times we do that. And it's in our careers. It's in our love lives, it's in our personal lives, it's in our decisions, it's in our finances, it's in our relationships, it's in our career choices. We get to a point where we think that we know more than the original plan. What do you mean? There's an original plan to everything. And I was conversing with individuals within the community, even Romo members, I would consider. And you know, we were talking about sticking to the original plan. And it's difficult for people to stick to the original plan at times when the chaos of life by nature, which happens to all of us, I don't mean to say some, because no one is exempt from this. We all process things differently, but no one, I mean no one, is exempt from this. So how do we get to that point? Will we stick to the original plan? Simply remind ourselves. Simply remind ourselves. Why are you in this? Why did you start? Is this correlating to what your goals are? Because we go through some things. You may have to get into the 2-bedroom apartment, and then you may have to go to the 3-bedroom house, and you may have to go to a 4-story condo, and you may have to go to a 2-story home, and you may have to downsize. and go to a 3-bedroom apartment again, and you may have to. And we're sitting here saying, well, what this got to do with what we want? But that's where we persevere through the process. We press through the process. We pray through the process. We praise through the process. We prosper in the process. Have you given yourself grace today? When was the last time you gave yourself grace? Accepting that what you currently have is enough. All that you currently possess is enough. You are more than enough. In every moment, even in moments when you don't feel your greatest, even in moments where you feel less than, even in moments where you look up to the hills and say, why God? Why me, O Lord? Hadst thou forsaken me? We've all gotten to those points, but what keeps us going is being steadfast, keeping God first, praying about these things. And I mean, not in some formal way, but I mean talking real to God, the way that you go to your friends, the way that you go to those confidants, go to God. And I believe where we need to be is cognizant of where our purpose is in God. The new leaders are growing in every department. Whether you believe in this new political awakening or not, it is upon us. And whether you believe in Joe Biden, whether you believe in Donald Trump, whether you believe in President Obama, what I can say is that they are doing and they have done their time. What are you doing? Will you be ready when they call you? Will you be alert enough to say yes to the will of God in your life? Not just when you feel like it, not when it's attainable and at your best convenience, but will you say yes? Because while you're sitting there complaining about what people in the White House needs to be doing, God is preparing you to get into the White House and to delegate and to lead. And you can't get there if you are so focused on outside sources that aren't beneficiary to the kingdom of God. They're going to talk about you, blaspheme you, hurt you in so many ways. But there will be a joy and unspeakable joy, a peace that surpasses all understanding that will keep you as you press on. So refuge in Mount Olive, as you go into this week, as you go into your purpose, as you believe what God has for you.
Like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.